can make money writing Windows apps?
Yes. So there are a lot of ways in which Microsoft developers, people writing for the Microsoft Store, can make money. You can sell your app in like 242 markets, or you can sell add-ons inside your products, which are consumables or durables. Mm-hmm. You can have subscriptions, which is like people buying stuff on a regular basis inside your applications. Right. And one another popular way of monetizing is advertising. Okay. You're putting your ad slots in your app surface, and whenever there is an ad impression shown, there are multiple ad networks. Some pay only if there is a click, some pay even if it is viewed by the user. So that is one another form of monetizing. So today I'm going to talk about Microsoft Ad Monetization Platform, which is helping you do all this, ad monetize.
One of the problems that we've had in the past for ads is they can be really annoying for users.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's the reason why. So we have strict guidelines on how you should use advertising. There is one another new feature that we launched during build called viewability.
Okay.
You put a lot of ads, they're overlapping, they're hiding the content, or they're not visible, but you're making an ad request. All these will result in very poor viewability rate for your ads. And that is a very important metric, because advertisers will not even pay you money if your viewability rate
or
is
users
bad.
Won't even use your app.
Yeah. That is one another big problem compared to you not getting any money.
Right.
So these are all problems if you are spoiling your end user experience. Forget about monetization. You wrote an application to provide a service to the end user. First do that, acquire more users, then think of monetization. So it's like a cycle in which you start with ideation and design. Then create your application, grow your audience. That is the most important phase, where you are acquiring new users and re-engaging with existing users. And finally, you come to monetization so that you are self-sustaining your business and getting into this developer
so
cycle.
So content first, make sure all your users are there. If you don't have any users, you can't make any money
anyway. Start acquiring users and then start making money.
Sounds good. So what are you guys doing now to make that easier?
Yep. So we just have one advertising SDK. You just install this SDK, drag and drop that ad control, and boom, you have like 13 different ad networks. If you see, a lot of ad networks are fighting to place their ad inside your application.
Right.
And we don't optimize at a publisher level or app level or even ad control level. For every single ad request that is coming in, we take like 40 different signals. The app context, the user context, the ad network context, and all this stuff, to make sure that we get an ad which will give you the highest amount of money.
Right. For that locale, for that audience, for
everything.
That person.
There are like 40 different signals, device signals, app signals, all these things are taken into consideration. We see the history. If you're like a brand new app in the store, we make sure that we get the category history.
Right.
So there's like a learning budget. There is a machine learning algorithm which is tuning these request level water flows, which network to go to fetch the ad, so that you make the highest amount of money for that ad request.
And it's a XAML control, right? So if I have
a XAML app. It's a XAML control.
Okay, great.
So specifically, I want to talk about native ads today.
Okay.
We already support a lot of other formats. Like you can have banner ads, which is like a standard banners that you see on the websites. Or video ads, which is like a full screen video, which you can start during the app launch. Or when the user is transitioning between two phases. Assume that I'm moving from game level 1 to level 2.
Right.
I can show you a nice video ad for 15 seconds, which is not hindering the experience of the user, because anyway, there is some processing happening within the app to calculate your coins or lives or whatever.
What I've seen some people do, some developers, is when you are in a level and you die in a game, they give you an option. Watch this ad to continue, or you have to restart the level.
So that is called reward video. Right. Some developers in the Windows ecosystem have already done this kind of a thing.
Right.
Microsoft Casual Games is a great example, where you watch a video, you get some additional coins or additional time to play these solitaire games.
Right.
So that is already available in the Windows Store.
Okay, so people can learn from example how
The other format is banner interstitial, where instead of full screen video, you just want to show only a full screen banner so that user can just quickly cancel that if he's not interested. But most of the times we get relevant advertising, but that is one another option to monetize. And finally, I want to talk about native ads here today, because this is one of the most engaging formats, because they look like completely native to your application. It's like not an ad, which is like a pre-packaged format. Let me show you an example from one of our partners, PixArt Studio.
Okay.
If you see the screen, there are like multiple tiles, which are like a feed of ads, feed of pictures coming in from the PixArt Studio. Mm-hmm. If you see here, the one with the dog, this looks exactly similar to the other two tiles in this layout. See the picture size, the button layout, the button color, the font and all that stuff. Everything matches other elements in the layout and it looks exactly similar to other elements.
It looks like it's part of the content.
So when I'm interested in learning about multiple items inside this, I may click on this. So what we have seen in the preview mode, this SDK has been in preview mode for some time, quite some time now. And we have seen 5x click-throughs compared to regular banners. So regular banners, it's like a packaged product where the advertiser is stitching everything inside the ad and sending it to you. Whereas here, if you see all these individual elements, if there is an icon, you would get an icon here. Icon, title, this main display picture, the call to action, can we learn more, it can be get it, whatever. And finally, the description of
So the user customizes it to look as part of their app. It's not something that just tacked onto it and just looks like this banner ad here, which is kind of just annoying.
So you have, you as a developer have full control on how you want to make this look. Assume that I have an aquarium app and I have a small character which is an octopus. I can make my octopus hold on to this card with these different elements.
Right.
So this is not like an ad, but this is like some character inside my application which is doing this stuff. It is more engaging. That's the reason why there are like higher.
So I would expect this also to show, to tell me that it's an advertisement. Right now it doesn't do that.
Yeah. So since this was done in a preview SDK, we didn't have that stamping. But the latest SDK, which is generally available starting build time frame, 7th we went live with the new SDK, we will have that stamping saying sponsored. Okay. So Microsoft
when
takes
when
care
developers
of it.
Get this SDK, the new updated SDK, it will actually be stamped with advertising on it.
Yes, yes, correct.
Makes sense. I can make a lot of money with ads.
So it's not just with the click-through rates, it's also with the money that you earn. Since there are more leads going to the advertisers, advertisers are willing to pay more for these kind of ads.
Okay.
So in the preview phase, we have seen 5x click-throughs and 2x more revenue. The revenue metric is called ECPM, effective cost per 1,000 impressions that you make on these advertising. Okay. It's like twice compared to these regular banners. Right.
Is it only on clicks or also on views?
At least most of the times, native ads, the partners that we signed up in the backend to fetch these ads, they all work with clicks.
Okay.
Only when there is a click, you will get money.
Okay, makes sense.
So, and now that I talked about advertising, let me go on to user acquisition, because unless you have a big user base, there is no point making money. If you have only two users for your application, even if you put two ad controls, you're not going to make money. How will you make money unless you have users?
You have to have good content,
Yeah, good content to start with. That's the most basic requirement. Start with the goals to serve a user need. You have to start with that. After that, acquire users and finally come to monetization. Let me talk about user acquisition. So we have this tool in DevCenter called Ad Campaigns, where when you create a ad campaign, the ads related to your app, be it app install or app re-engagement. App install is you acquiring new users for your application. App engagement is where you're trying to engage with your existing users.
So somebody has downloaded my app and I want them to continue using it.
Not just continue using, you can cross-promote, upsell, create a segment to specifically target. So the way re-engagement campaigns work is, you have this and or statements. I can say, I want all the users in this specific region who spent more than $2 in my app and spent more than 60 hours. So I can create, this is like a super awesome functionality where you define the kind of audience that you want to target. Create a segment, and that segment can be used in like 7 different features within DevCenter. Ad Campaigns is one of the places where you create this segment and say, come back to my app today, I will give you 100 extra coins. You can do that creative and handle that logic in your application for this segment.
Okay, so how do developers do that? Can you show me?
Yep, I can show you. So go to the attract part in the Windows DevCenter. You can go to Ad Campaigns.
Is this available right now?
Yeah, this is all available right now.
So this is in the DevCenter for the Windows Store.
Yep, it is in the DevCenter for Windows Store. Click on a new campaign. So there are two objectives. One is increase the installs for your app and increase engagement for your app. I'm going to select increase engagement. Let me select an app that is already there in the store.
These all your apps that you were just
selecting? No, this is a test account which we use.
So man, you've written so many apps.
See, if you see, by default, it can be a paid app or a community ad. Okay. So Community is a new program where it's not a new program. It's been there in the Dev Center for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. This is a program which is completely free of cost. This is exactly like barter system, but within the developer community. I show your ads, you show my ads.
Right.
The entire infrastructure cost is borne by the Microsoft infrastructure team.
Okay.
You don't have to pay anything, but you're helping your developer community
okay.
grow.
Makes sense.
So I can have budgets up to $50,000 for this campaign. Since it's a test campaign, let me only start with $10.
Why not go to $50,000?
Come on, okay, let me go to the next screen where I'll show you where I'm picking that audience right. segment. See. So I already created, if you go to this Engage tab in the Windows Dev Center, there is something known as Customer Groups.
Okay.
This is a place where I can create the groups that I just talked about. And since I have already created a few groups, they automatically show up here. The group that I created is total acquisitions in the last X number of days greater than this period. So let me actually go to this Customer Groups and show you. I'm creating a new group. It's a known user group or a segment. I can create a segment. Now let me say usage.
Okay.
Engagement minutes. And it can be operator is greater than, say, 30 minutes. I'm going to add one more and filter.
Okay.
And demographic, I'll say gender. Is female. So this way I can target all the female users who have spent more than 30 minutes in my application. And I can add one more and statement which says all the female users who spent more than 30 minutes but acquired in the last 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all new users inside my application, and these are people who are spending a lot of money from my past history. Now I can create this segment, and I create this ad campaign where I target specifically saying, come back to my application, or since you are new to this application
right.
and I know that this is the segment which spends a lot of money, let me give them a welcome bonus like 1,000 coins.
Right.
This is like a delight feature which you are creating for your end user.
This is very powerful. So you,
yep.
you can target anybody.
You can target anybody.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
This is pretty cool. Okay.
Yep. So
and what happens next? After you do this, what happens next?
Yeah, once I create this segment, I can go back to the ad campaigns feature. So I haven't given any group name over there, but
right.
if I give a group name over there, the segment will be created within right. 24 hours. We make sure that all the users of that who are matching those statements that you
right.
just made.
It refreshes.
It refreshes, and you'll be able to use the same segment name. I had only one segment earlier created. You'll
right.
be able to target that.
So you can use that segment across multiple campaigns,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
It's saved
Not
there.
Just ad campaigns. There are other features in the engagement tab called notifications, targeted offers.
Okay.
We have A-B testing capabilities available in the Dev Center called experimentation framework. All these places, you just create one segment, it can be used in seven different
So you can
places.
Experiment. You can try, okay,
yep.
if I target these people, let's see
yep.
what am I going to get. If I
yep.
target these people, let me see
yep.
what I can get.
Yep, yep.
Okay,
it is all
hard.
Available with
right.
the help of Engagement SDK.
And how do you measure this? How do you measure how successful a specific campaign has been?
Yep. So if you see the metrics here, this is a test page, so ignore the numbers over here. But you see the number of impressions, number of times
okay.
your ad campaigns is shown to the end
right.
user, number of people who clicked on it, and finally the conversions, which means it can be either, if it is an app install campaign, if your objective is
right.
to acquire new users, you will see the number of people who installed your application. If your objective is to re-engage, the one that I showed right,
right
now, it will show the number of time people opened the app. So you send that ad campaign saying, get 1,000 welcome coins,
right.
people clicked on it and the app launches because the app is already installed in the system. The protocol automatically, the
launches
store
the
protocol automatically launches the application. So that is a conversion which we'll show. And you have the spend also available, so you exactly know the ROI.
So how much money you
spent
to get this.
Yep.
Yeah. So you know
yep.
money per user,
yep.
et cetera.
Yep,
okay.
yep, yep. Cost per acquisition or cost per conversion of a user who already installed.
Mm-hmm.
So the next biggest thing that I want to talk about in the ad campaigns feature is video app install ads.
Okay.
This is currently in preview mode, which we are doing with some top developers, and we have seen 20x click-throughs compared to the regular ad campaigns. So you create a regular campaign, you have banner ads available, interstitial banner available, and native ads available. But the new format video app install ads, it has like 20x click-throughs. People are so engaged with these kind of formats So after a 15-second video, they're more likely to click on these ads and go to the install page in the store and install compared to the regular banner ads. Mm-hmm. Not just that. So people, there is always a funnel, right? People install, and right. some people, they go back to the application from which they have come. Mm-hmm. Or they forget after install. If assume that your app is like 400 MB. It takes like 5 minutes to download. I'm not going to sit on that page and wait till that 5 minutes. I'll go back to my work. Right. So what we have seen is people coming from these video campaigns, the app open rate after the install is also very high.
Oh, so it increases more than people just going to the store and downloading it. Okay.
Yep. So a very engaging format, because of which maybe people are waiting on that page to open the app after they install this app.
Okay.
And video is actually telling a story. Banner is like a static image, or even with the animation, you can only communicate so much.
Mm-hmm.
But with video, 15 seconds or 30 seconds, you're actually giving a preview of the entire application and selling your value prop in that 15 seconds.
Yeah, you have sounds, you have motion, you have things are happening.
Yep. I can actually show you.
Yeah.
I can actually show you a ad that we have from one of our partners. So this is one of the ads that we got from a partner called Spiral Interactive.
Uh-huh.
This is like a 15-second video of their app called Gambino Slots. This is a very interactive, but it is an engaging format using which you can attract the audience compared to having that one small logo like this. If you regular banner ads, you have logos like this, assuming that 300x250 size. You'll just have this plano button and people don't know what the 7-7 slots is. Whereas if you see the video, it actually shows how you can play and all that stuff. In that 15 seconds, you get an idea of how the...
You get excited. I'm going to play it now.
Yeah. That's a specific reason we have seen 20x click-throughs compared to the regular banner ads.
Okay.
And the best part about this video offering right now is we have a promotional pricing for the next 3 months. Usually, if you create video app install ad campaigns on other ad networks, they cost like anywhere between $3 to $10 for every 1,000 impressions that you deliver. But what we are charging for the next 3 months is just 40 cents.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same rate that you pay for a regular banner. Instead of a 300x250 banner that you have, pay for the video, and we'll make sure that we deliver and you get the best advantage since this is in preview mode. This is a
amazing
promotional offer that we have.
All you have to do is just create the video and then you just...
Yeah, so since there is nothing available in the UI right now, you have to contact us on aacare@microsoft.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can still create the same dummy campaign from the UI. What we do in the backend is just replace that banner creative with this video creative.
Okay.
All the infrastructure is ready. We haven't updated our UI to take video
That's
images.
Coming sometime in the...
Yeah, that's coming in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And for the next 3 months, we have this promotional pricing also, which you can take advantage of.
Kind of as a discount for you not being ready in the UI.
Yep.
That's really cool. Awesome.
Yep. And now I talked about user acquisition. Let me move on to user engagement.
Okay.
How can you engage with users? I talked about some part of user engagement in the ad campaigns scenario. Now let me talk about a super powerful scenario, which is free of cost.
Okay.
When you're creating an ad campaigns, you pay money. There are other options like house and community where you can do campaigns without paying money. But the most important feature in the Dev Center, which gives you capabilities to target your users for free, mm-hmm. notifications. If you go to the Windows Dev Center and go to the Engage tab, there is a feature called Notification. This in the backend uses the same Windows Notification Service framework. Whenever end users, your customers are opening an app, it establishes a secure channel with our service so that in the next 30 days, whenever a user opens your app, for the next 30 days, you have an option to send a notification to the user about a new launch, new feature, mm-hmm. additional coins, re-engagement. You can think of infinite scenarios how you can talk to your users and re-engage with them. And WNS today provides a rich suite of notifications wherein it's not just that one message that you can send. You can actually make people do actions straight away on the Toast or Action Center notifications. You can place buttons, you can have drop-down options, you can have a hero image, you can have inline images, you can add audio.
Right.
These are like a very rich suite of features that are available for you to engage with your existing audience through notifications.
How does that look like in the Action in the Dev Center?
So let me show you how you can create notifications. Go to Dev Center, click on the Engage tab, and go to Notifications. So I'll show you how to create a notification, but the biggest thing that is happening today is we launched Analyze tab during Build Conference this year, where earlier you used to get for all the notifications that you created, you only used to get the delivery rate, which means out of 100 impressions that you wanted to send, how many delivered. Delivery rate cannot be 100% because users might opt out of your notifications, or users might be in quiet mode where notifications are not allowed. So there are a lot of platform capabilities that already takes care of user preferences. So we show the delivery rate, and the app opens for which you need to send a trigger from inside your application using the engagement SDK. But with the new Analyze tab, without you writing a single line of code, we show every single state that your notification has gone through.
From you sending notification, how many people actually opened it?
Not just open. So there are like 8 to 10 different states which your notification, the Toast notification or the Action Center notification, can go into.
Okay.
People can dismiss it. People can click on snooze, or people can just click on the right arrow, which means the Toast notification is moved to the Action Center. Inside the Action Center, if the queue is full, it may not even get into the Action Center.
Right.
Inside the Action Center, if you're setting expiry very low, while creating a notification, I can say this is the start date when you have to send the notification. I can schedule notifications, and by this time it has to expire. I can give you an example. Assuming that you have a special offer running for a sale season or a gifting season, and you want to give a IAP inside your application at 50% discount, you can send a notification and set an expiry saying that only during this sales season, I want this notification to be live. After that, it should expire so that WNS service running on the Windows 10 automatically removes it. So you get all these rich analytics, number of people who clicked on it, any problems with it, whether it got dropped because of some problems, whether it didn't even make to the queue because the user opted out of the notifications from your application. All these metrics are today available in the Windows Dev Center for you to analyze.
And you can learn from this and send notifications and...
Yep. So let me give an example. So since we have this timeline-based line graphs, you can see when people are engaging with your application. Assuming that people are clicking a lot on your applications, Toast notifications on the weekends compared to weekdays, then you can think that then you can come to a conclusion saying that people are not engaging with my Toast notifications during weekdays. Why not schedule all my notifications during the weekends where the engagement rates are higher?
Can you also separate this by actual groups of people, like just like you had it with the custom groups? Can you do that by group of how you send?
No. So not by group. While creating the notification itself, you can send it to a group.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that for each notification, the kind of responses that you're getting. Today, in this page at least, we don't have notification level analytics, we only have app level analytics.
Okay.
This is one feature which we got feedback from the community, and we're going to enable that very soon, where for each specific notification, we'll be able to show you all the
so
details.
That way I can experiment, I can see which notifications have the greatest impact, how many click-throughs, everything.
Cool. And all the notifications are targeted to a segment. So you start by creating a segment and then targeting to that.
And you can reuse those segments, that's how you can do it with...
With ad campaigns, with targeted offers. There are like multiple other experimentation, A-B testing.
Right.
So all these places.
So developers can get started with this today, right?
Notification has been available for the developers for a long time right now. The new capability that we are adding is analysis of these notifications.
So everything you talked about today, from the ads and the native ads to the ad monetizations to the actual engagement,
everything is
available right now.
Yep.
If people have feedback, where do they send that feedback?
So we have an alias called aiacare@microsoft.com.
Okay.
If there is any specific feature request that you have or any specific feedback related to the features, please write to that. Or if you have an issue with your application, there is always Dev Center support tool. You can go to Dev Center support and report a problem that you have. That will have the highest turnaround time.
This is beautiful.
Yep.
Hopefully developers will take advantage of this, because this is about making money, making more users, and being more successful
in
the store, right?
So, okay. Exactly what I wanted to end with. We want developers to be successful on the Windows Store.
Right.
We want to help them acquire more users, re-engage with their existing users, and finally make money so that they grow their business and be successful in the store.
This is amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming
all the way here from India. Thank you, Nicholas. Thank you.
All the way from India.
Thank you.
And have a good, I don't know, whatever. We're done.
Thanks. Awesome.
Okay, thanks. That was great.